Today we're going to read from the psalm that David very movingly wrote as he was dealing with his sin. We're going to read Psalm 51 and verse 2. "Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity," David says, "and cleanse me from my sin." Sometimes the foolish decisions of your youth show up later in life when you graduate from college and apply for a job. If you've done something that's against the law and you got caught, you'll find that a criminal record can be a serious impediment to getting people to trust you. So what many people do in this situation is try to get their criminal record sealed, which means the general public simply doesn't have access to it. A prospective employer won't be allowed to see what happened in the distant, shady past. And it's almost as if the crime never happened. Almost. The problem with sealing a criminal record is that it can still be used against you if the authorities believe that they have a good reason to open it. Your crimes are hidden from view, but not completely erased. So how does it work with God? When David did the unthinkable and committed several serious sins, and for that matter, crimes, he approached the throne of God and asked for forgiveness. "Lord," he says, "wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin," he asked. It's not a simple cover-up he's after, a sealing of the records. He's asking for God to utterly clean out his heart and make it as if the crime had never even happened. Now, if the government of God worked like human governments and all he did was seal your record such that it could still be used against you, imagine the heyday the devil would have by simply demanding that your record be opened for his perusal. Of course, he knows full well what you've done and will still try to have you condemned, like the striking example we find in the book of Zechariah. But while you stand under the blood of Christ, your record isn't simply sealed. It's as if it never existed. Listen to the words of John in his first epistle. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." God's promise is that your forgiveness is absolute and sure. Here in the United States, there's a legal alternative to having your criminal record sealed. You could have it expunged, which means it disappears altogether. But even that isn't a good description of what God wants to do for you. His forgiveness is a little more like a presidential pardon. He doesn't ignore what you did or pretend it didn't happen. Instead, he forgives it and utterly releases you from your responsibility because he's in a position to do it. Of course, all of these are really inadequate comparisons, but the point is important nevertheless. When God forgives you, he does an utterly complete job of it, and you can take his promise to the bank. He washes you clean. And that's just one more reason that knowing God is just a better way to live.